Almost 50 years ago now, former Mildura detective Dennis Ryan tried to bring paedophile priest Monsignor John Day to justice. The consequences for him and for the children Monsignor Day preyed on were disastrous. Now, many decades later, the Victorian government has finally moved to compensate him. Dennis Ryan is with us now. He's an ex-detective with Victoria Police. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
It's been a long time coming. How do you feel about receiving this settlement from the Victorian government?
Oh, very, very happy. As a matter of fact, in a colloquial term, I'm out of my socks.
You were pushed out of Victoria Police almost 50 years ago for trying to bring a paedophile priest to justice. The failure of Victoria Police to pursue this priest would have had an enormous impact on the lives of the children who he preyed upon. How often do you reflect on that?
Well, Patricia, really, it would have affected thousands of children. It would have saved them if they had have taken notice of me and gone ahead with just an ordinary inquiry. Now, here in Mildura was also Gerald Risdale, who was also a notorious paedophile, and he would have been caught in the net for what those misguided police detectives did by throwing their allegiance to the cathedral and failing to comply with the oath they swore to protect the people of Victoria vanished. And as a result, thousands of children were molested, and they have memories of this that they'll carry to the grave.
Take us back to that time. What was it like for you trying to pursue John Day in that hostile environment that you were in?
Oh, most difficult. I had to make sure that when I took statements from witnesses that I was away from the praying eyes of my then senior detective, and then it developed the uniform inspector and all others. At one stage, no one would talk to me.
How did it affect your work? Describe what you decided to do in that climate of basically complete repression. I mean, you were told not to pursue this, right?
Oh, well, I took no notice of that. How in the name of heavens could any responsible person allow children to be molested in the way that they were? No one was stopping me. I kept going.
Well, you did keep going, but of course, this meant that you were essentially, the police investigation was blocked. Talk me through that.
The investigation was blocked. I was told to stay away from the inquiry. I asked three or four times, could I be involved in the inquiry, as I knew the people of Mildura, but they would not allow me. And in the end, the head of the inquiry told me that if I did not obey orders, I would be charged.
Why were the police blocking the investigation?
Oh, they were in what was called as a name in those days, the Catholic Mafia, a group of bigoted, narrow-minded Catholics who gave their allegiance to the cathedral. They were there to protect the priests.
So what happened to you after you left Victoria Police? What impact did that have on your life?
I was shattered, really. I wanted to be a policeman, and it was something I wanted all my life. But that was sadly broken, but I did. I started working for the Citrus Fruit Marketing Board for some years, and then I had what was known as a block, and I grew citrus and then avocados, and I formed a packing shed, and I used to pack fruit, but really, I was underfinanced. I did not have sufficient monies to continue.
What difference does this settlement make to you? Do you feel vindicated now?
No, I'll never feel vindicated. I feel relieved that my financial security is now there. But I think continuously of the children. To know them and see them as now adults, they won't heal. And I won't forget what happened.
Dennis, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks, Patricia.
Dennis Ryan is an ex-detective with Victoria Police.